All right. Thank you, young folks. If you really get a hold of what Jesus has done for you, you'll want to live for it. I think a whole big part of our trouble sometime in church members and people that say they're Christians, they sometimes don't live like it. I don't think they ever got a hold of what the Lord really done for them, or they'd be grateful. Well, I told you a while ago, I got off the plane a little while ago, and I got mixed emotions about where I want to go with things tonight. And I told Brother Cruz, I'm not sure that the Lord made us with these physical bodies to just snatch us up on this side of the earth and take us over here in 2 hours. I kind of think it does something to you. Now, when he snatches us up, it'll be all right. We'll handle that trip all right. But in the meantime, right now, I'm not so sure it's the best thing for all those parts that get disillusioned in there, don't know where they're at and what they're doing and all that. Anyway, had a good trip going. And on the way back, there was a high school ball team just filled the plane up. I mean, it was full. Kids were good, though. The only problem was that one lady sat inside the window on my seat, and I was sitting on the aisle seat, and it was finally the seat in the middle was absolutely the last one available. And I thought, I'm going to get by with plenty of room. And then one of the largest ladies I have ever seen come in. That's the only seat left. So I'm still walking crooked, hanging out in the aisle, sort of like. And then every time the stewardess come by, a man or a woman, he'd bump me back, and I'd get back. Oh, well, y'all don't have any mercy on a fellow like that. But anyway, we've had a number of new students come into the college. I may not be able to cover all of them tonight, but may get a few of them right here to give us a word of testimony. Let me see the hands of all of you that are brand new in our college this year. Would you raise your hand? Raise them up high where I can see. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's delayed reaction. And I see another one about half masked right here. All right, I'm going to start from the rear. I'm going to start with the fellow in the red shirt. No, I don't see a fellow back there. I saw girls. I think we'll just do girls. Y'all want to just do girls? Start off with those that are nice. Amen. All right, let me have on the... I saw about 3 or 4 hands there. Let me have you girls stand up on those back 2 rows right there and come and sit down on the front right here. Up. There we go. Come on. You see how bold they are. All right. Now, I saw some other girls' hands. Raise your hand. All right, yes. All right, yes. Come on. Pulling teeth. Amen. All right, ladies, just have a seat here on the front row. I think we'll hear from these here in just a minute. Brother Cruz, would you help me get this thing set up? And maybe, Brother Perkins, Brother Cruz, one of you help me there. We'll get the mic set up where they won't have to come up here. It's scary from down there, but it's scarier from up here. Okay. You get that choir... Sometimes you just have to do a job yourself. All right. Well, the crews kind of pull it down to the ladies' level there if you can a little bit. I don't know. Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. I want you to get up there and give us your name, where you're from, whether or not you're a good cook. I'll let you do some advertisement. I tell them when we have bus breakfast, if I tell the girls, if they don't learn how to make grits, they don't deserve a husband. Anyway, I'm going to let the girls tonight, and we'll get some of the others later. Give us your name and where you're from. And I don't know, you know, I don't want to hear if you got a boyfriend or not. Don't know that. None of that. Just spiritual stuff. Amen. Tell us about you when you got saved, and you can tell us from the church you're from. You ought to be able to do all that in a couple of minutes, I think. Don't you think so? All right. I'm going to ask you to come on first. Come right on up here to the microphone. Yeah, you be first. And see if Brother Cruz got that thing about right for you there. All right. All right. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kelly McGalliard. I'm from Winter Park, Orlando. My home church is Lighthouse Baptist. I was saved when I was 12 years old. March 26, 2008, I made a reassurance of my salvation because I thought I was saved at 4, but I didn't know exactly when I was, that I accepted Jesus in my heart. So it was on that day I knew for sure I was going to heaven.
All right, amen.
I'm Kendra Orr. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan. My church is First Real Baptist Church of Pontiac, Michigan. I grew up in a Christian home. I got saved when I was 8 years old, but I made a reassurance of salvation on December 31st, 2011.
All right, amen. I thought some of them would elaborate a little more about cooking or something, but I guess they won't. Okay.
My name is Sharon Bazillion. I'm from Quincy, Illinois, Tabernacle Baptist Church. And when I was 5 years old in kindergarten, I got saved. I made a profession of faith when I was very young. But I had a very bad misunderstanding about salvation and what I believed. And so I struggled with that for a long time, for several years. And when I was 12 years old, I went to a youth conference, and God convicted my heart. And when I got home, I talked with my parents, and they showed me from the Bible, even though I already knew, because I grew up in church. And so I kneeled by my parents' bedside, and I got saved.
Amen.
All right, amen. Okay, next. Just girls tonight.
I'm Sarah Parker. I'm from Port St. Lucie, Florida. I'm from Gardens Baptist Church. And, I was saved February 22nd, 2009. I was 13. I grew up in church my whole life, so I had the head knowledge of salvation. So it was very difficult for me to realize that I was a sinner and I needed to be saved too. And, but I went and talked to my parents, and they led me to the Lord, and I was saved.
All right, amen.
I'm really nervous. I'm Sarah Hargroves. I was saved when I was 12 years old. I go to Victory Baptist Church in Plant City. I live in Lakeland. And I don't know. And I can't cook.
Sarah, come back. You can't leave on a note like that. Let me tell you about Sarah. I've really just met her since she'd come to college, but she's out of the Victory Baptist Church in Plant City, and Brother Boutwell.
Hollowell.
I get it right. I went to school with him in seminary, and actually he and I and Scotty Drake and some of us went over to Israel together. But I remember when I went to seminary with him, and one thing about getting older, some of the blessings you look back on, and now I'm looking at one of my college students coming from his church, my buddy that we went to school together. I mean, God's good, isn't he? Yeah, but you can't cook, right? That's the worst negative. All right, Sarah. But before you get out of college, we may teach you to cook. Okay. But in the meantime, fellas, mark it. There's one of them admitting they can't cook. All right. Now you two are going to come together. All right, we'll see how this goes.
I'm the interpreter, so.
Oh, okay.
Mi nombre es Helen Mendoza. Vengo de Honduras. Y cuando estaba pequeña.
When she was little.
Asistí a la iglesia.
She attended church.
Macedonia, buen samaritano. Me alejé por un tiempo de la iglesia. Acepté a Dios.
Mija, pásate. She attended Macedonia Baptist Church. ¿Qué más?
Me alejé por un tiempo.
Oh, she got away from church for a while.
Volví a retomar la iglesia cuando mi tía estaba en misión.
She got back in church when her aunt came back to the church.
Cuando tenía 11 años.
She was 11 years old.
En un lugar en Honduras que se llama La Esperanza, Intibucá.
She came. Dilo otra vez.
Un lugar en Honduras que se llama La Esperanza, Intibucá.
There's a place in Honduras called Bear with me. Hope. Hope what? It's a mission type place called Hope Something.
En la iglesia que es Bautista Independiente.
It's run by a Baptist church.
Y estuve muy bien ahí, es una misión muy buena.
It was a really good missions program there. And
le agradezco a Dios por haberme traído al colegio de Landmark.
And she thanks the Lord that she was able to come here to Landmark. So.
Okay. I feel for that. Some of you preachers out there know what I'm talking about. It's hard to preach through an interpreter. Any of you had that experience? We call them interrupters. But appreciate the little help there. All right. I've got some more. Well, where that? Who's that hiding? All right. Come on.
Okay. Hi. My name is Ayanna Johnson, and I'm from Orlando Baptist Temple. It's in Orlando. And when I was 7, I attended Lighthouse. It's in Eustis. And I had got saved, but I wasn't really saved. I didn't really know what it meant. And then a few weeks later, there was a revival, and there was an evangelist. And he had preached, and he had told a story about these guys, and they were digging. And they could hear people scream like they were in hell. And I don't know if that story is true, but that night I went home and I had nightmares and I couldn't sleep and I didn't want to go to hell. So the next day I talked to my mom about it. And on our way to somewhere, we were in the car and I got saved on the way somewhere.
Amen.
I am Kelsey Harper. I'm from Riverland Baptist Church in Dunellen. And I got saved when I was 12 years old. I was at a youth conference. And I'm really good at burning things. But I can cook really good grits. That's about it, though.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Abigail Sullivan. I'm from New Testament Independent Baptist Church in Nassau, Bahamas. I got saved on June 10, 2010. I was reading a chick lick tract, and it talked about the rapture coming, and I knew that if the rapture came, I was not going to go to heaven. So my brother Jonathan Sullivan led me to the Lord.
Amen.
And
praise God.
I could cook.
And we got them all, or some other girls. Come on, come on. You ought to know they'd squeal on you.
And my name is Jaira C. Starup. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. My church is New Testament Baptist Church. When I was younger, I attended Vacation Bible School, and a lady, she showed me the Romans Road and how to be saved, but I wasn't really sure, so I just made a profession of faith. And then later on, when I guess in my preteen years, I realized that I was a sinner because my pastor, Pastor Dave Adams, he preached a message on signs of a Christian, and I realized that I didn't have any signs of a Christian. And then right there inside the pew, I accepted Lord Jesus into my heart.
Amen.
And I guess as the years went by, I kind of backslid from God. But then at our church youth conference in 2011, Pastor John Jenkins, he preached a message on, he just was asking us if we really love God. And I realized that I've drifted so far from God. And that night I rededicated my life to the Lord.
Amen. All right, amen. Okay, somebody else I've overlooked? Got somebody, Brother Lewis? You see? Who is it? Not here, missing? I see somebody smiling over there. Is somebody hiding? All right. I'm not sure. All right, I guess I'm gonna assume that we got most of the new girls tonight. There's one big thing that would describe all of them. They all need help. Now, I'm joking with them, but you know what? That's about the first time they've got up in front of a crowd giggling at them and laughing at them, fellow students. We'll get some of those that was giggling up later. They'll have their turn also. But we're proud that we've got some new students coming to college with us. And thankful that there's churches out there still reaching young people, getting them saved and getting their lives dedicated to serve God. Do you know that's a rare thing in the day we live in? I mean, kids are sucked in by the deception and all that the secular world is doing right now. Don't take lightly the fact we're still able to function here with a Christian school and a college and do the work of God. I hope you're praying for it and supporting it every way you can. Well, we got a few minutes left, so I'm going to open it up to the general congregation outside the college students. Can we get a microphone or anything from upstairs? Do we have anybody ready that can help me on that? All right, Chad, good. All right. Y'all, here's what I want you to do as adults. just short testimonies. God's done something you want to share with us. It could be a prayer request. It could be a special blessing. Your rich uncle might have died and left you a bunch of money. I don't know. But share it with us. All right, Brother Lewis, you got your hand up. Stand up and give us a word.
Well, one of the things I just wanted to point out was that Miss Parker, that's Amanda Parker's younger sister.
Right.
And Amanda graduated several years ago.
Right.
It's great to see her family come to one.
All right,
and
amen.
One day I was at a preacher's fellowship, and we were singing, and somebody walked up behind me and threw their arms around me, kind of startled me. And when I turned around, it was the guy that led me to the Lord.
Amen.
The woman moved down here. And I mean, here I am in Florida from Maryland, and I found out that Chad McMillan taught school over at Providence for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And my pastor, the guy that led me to the Lord, was one of his high school students.
Amen.
And he was good friends with Scotty Drake when Scotty was a Florida Highway Patrol, I think.
Oh, he don't like to think about that, but.
But just to see, and then, I mean, it just amazes me that, you know, all of a sudden here I am in Florida.
Amen.
With all these connections.
Amen. It is amazing how God brings circles around and just how he puts things together. Chad, I see you got the microphone there, so let's see who else will give us a word. Raise your hand. Somebody else? Testimony? I got Brother Scott down here on the front row. Come on down here. Catch him right here, Billy.
Good evening, everybody. Love to praise the Lord. And in order for my family to get down here, God had to stir us up a bit.
Amen.
And we ended up for a while just wondering, you know, it's like our whole life was up in the air. There was nothing certain other than our salvation. But I just thank God that when you just trust Him, He brings it around, brings your life around, and He shows you that He still has something for you. That there's a purpose to the aggravation and the uncomfortable circumstances. It's because He's working His plan, and sometimes it gets uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But when you look back at it, you see that He always has a purpose for the pain. And it just thrills my heart to be a part of this church.
Amen. Good to have Brother Scott and his family with us. They had been with us not a real long time, but you really spot folks that love the Lord in a hurry. And I think that's certainly true with them. Somebody else, raise your hand. We got two young men here with a mic. All right, go ahead.
Next week is actually really special to me, and I really thank God for the college, because next week will be 3 years that I got married. And quick little story, Brother Rich told our teen class to pray for our wives or our husbands before we even got married. And he says, starting at any time is not soon enough. And because, and I just recently found this out, because myself and my buddy David Scott were praying for our wives at that time. That week, my wife actually moved from Maryland area down to Florida that week. And I prayed on and off for years. And because of that, I really believe that's the reason why my wife came down here to college. And I really believe that's one of the reasons why I owe a great debt to the college for sure, because hey, I got the greatest wife in the world, and she can cook. Boy, can she cook! And I can pick on her since she's in nursery right now, which is like Pastor says, frontline duty.
All right, amen. Of course, God blessed them with a sweet baby and all that, so God's good, amen. Somebody else, get their hand up. All right, David. Chad's coming right behind you there with the microphone.
30 years ago, my father died, and the church that I went to at that time was Southside Baptist in Winter Haven. My father died that week. R.H. Malcolm, who was retired, had gone up to see his sister in Georgia, took his wife with him, and his sister and his wife went to the grocery store, and when they came back home, they found him dead in the bedroom. We also, that same week, lost one of the deacons in the church. So that was 30 years ago this month. And if y'all remember, 30 years ago, last month, Mickey Carter lost his dad. So it's just a time of remembrance, and it's surprising how fast the years go by.
That's right. Yes. Sure does. All right. Somebody else. All right. Nathan's right here on the front.
Just want to share a testimony real quick. I'm substitute teaching a Sunday school class, 7th and 8th grade boys, and there's a young man in that class. He's only 11 years old. His name's Damon. And he doesn't come every week, tries to come as much as he can, but it's probably once or twice a month. The reason why is because he's been a blessing to me, is because when I start my Sunday school class, I ask for prayer requests. And every time, not only in there, but when he's in teen church as well, he mentions his mom. And one day he pulled me aside and he asked me a couple questions after class one day. And I just asked him, I said, I've been praying for your mom, everything all right? And she said, yeah, she's hopefully getting out next year. And I said, what do you mean? He said, she's in jail. And it kind of broke my heart. And, you know, dealing with the bus ministry, it makes you see, you know, what you got to deal with.
Yes.
And this year in school, I'm taking a Sunday school class on video with my dad teaching. And he said something yesterday when I was watching the video. And he said, we don't have a bus ministry. We have a soul winning ministry with buses.
That's right.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
And also on our prayer list that Brother Pastor Carter mentioned, one of my bus kids was in the car accident this last week. And Arnez, he's doing all right. But, you know, things like that scare you. And but the bus ministry opens your heart to it. And it really reveals, you know, the ministry that we have through the buses. And it's been a blessing to me.
Amen. Thank you, Nathan. That's true. We use buses to win souls. Amen. All right. Somebody had a hand up right over there. Chad. Okay.
Hi. I just want to praise God that my son was accepted to the Landmark Christian School through the Character Scholarship. I've been praying for many months because I wanted him to go to Christian school, maybe over a year, and God made it possible.
Amen.
And I thank him for that.
Amen. All right, good. Okay. We still got a few minutes, maybe three or four more testimonies. If somebody will get their hand up, we'll come right to you. All right.
Teacher over at the high school, and as a former student, alumni, past couple of years have been just heartbreaking, thinking that possibly our school wouldn't be there anymore, and seeing it die in some ways. I told the Lord, I don't think I can do this anymore. I don't think I can watch it. But he didn't give us peace about not being there. He didn't give me peace about not being there. And it's been such a blessing this year, seeing it growing again. And there's hope in the students' eyes. There's excitement for every new thing that they get to do. And it's just, preacher, I want to thank you so much for not giving up on the school and for allowing us to have it.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. She is one of our alumni, and what she said is true. We took a hit and went down, but we're coming back. Amen? Okay, Hector.
Well, I'm a junior this year at the Bible College, and it's been such a blessing to be here at the college for the past 3 years. And a couple months ago, the day right before teen camp started, when Brother Jay Shepherd came over here and preached, he preached on being a light. And that was such an amazing sermon that night. It really hit my parents' hearts as well. But I didn't think too much of it until that night I got in contact with a friend in my neighborhood when we lived in Poinciana, and I hadn't talked to him in 10 years. And we began talking, and he said, you know, I remember you being that Christian kid across the street. And not to toot my own horn here, but at first I was confused. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, all those years I grew up as an atheist. And my parents never believed in God. They even got divorced a couple years ago. And he said, I never really thought of it until I met you. And then he left 10 years ago. And he said that when he turned 15, he got saved.
Amen.
And I almost started crying because I'm like, I haven't talked to you in 10 years, and it's just amazing to see that. And I never ever remember once talking to him about God or anything. So it was just amazing just to see that. He even said, he said, I saw God in you. And I just want to thank the ministries here for teaching us, just teaching us everything that we know. And honestly, it was such an encouragement, because I thought that maybe I wasn't making a difference in anybody's lives at all. I just was really nothing. But that God just proved once again that he's able to do his work himself, and that was just such a blessing. So I just want to encourage you guys just to keep on going, especially young ones. You have no idea who you're touching.
That's right.
By just being here and just doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Amen. Thank you, Hector. Yes, sir, our testimony is important. Others are watching, amen, and you don't know who you're going to be influencing. All right.
My name is Roger, and I believed in God all my life. But I didn't understand a lot of things about it. And today I have a better outlook on God, you know. And I lived a sinful life all my life. I mean sinful. I don't mean a little bit, a lot, you know. And I'm not ashamed of it, because it's over with. I'm in God's hands now. And tell you the truth, I owe a lot of it to my wife.
Amen.
Because when I met her, you know, I believed in God, but I didn't really understand what he was really, you know, what he had in store for me. And I was raised the rough way. I wasn't raised with, you know, lollipops in my hand. I was raised with pops in the head. And, you know, my wife Mary, she's a good girl, and I thank God I met her. And I give her a hard time, but that's me. And she probably understands that. And I thank God for sending me somebody that understands me.
Amen.
And thanks for you, because you're down to earth. And I don't see that in churches. Thanks for giving that to me.
All right. Amen. All right. That's last name's Murphy, right? So, folks, these are visitors. This couple here, they've been coming a few weeks here. So maybe you get to know who they are. All right. All right, Brother Cruz, go ahead.
Mine's real short. Rosh Hashanah starts in 2 weeks.
All right, you know what he said? The Feast of the Trumpets with the Jews, and you know what? We're kind of hoping the Lord might blow his trumpet during that time. Amen. All right, this will probably about be our last testimony. Go ahead.
My name is Kenson. I'm from Haiti. I just feel like I cannot stay without saying anything. Because I don't like to talk sometimes, but when God doing something for you, you have to be grateful.
That's right.
So I feel like if I don't say it, so probably God will maybe judge me for that. And as you know, it's been rough time in Haiti. I was in trouble, like hurricane, earthquake. So I was going all through those things, but God saved my life.
Amen.
And today, God sent me here in Landmark. So I feel like it's been a blessing to me to be here, because I have learned a lot. So even I am learning in the different language, but by the Holy Spirit, God just working in my heart, working in my mind, so I can understand stuff. And it's been a blessing to me to be here, and I can get more knowledge in the Bible. It's easy for me to find anybody and to share the gospel. And while I'm here, God using me, so when I go soul winning, I can lead people to the Lord with a different language.
Amen.
I think that that is good. And so want to say that when you in God's hand, you're living in God's wills, and anything that you need, God can do it for you. So I just want to encourage everybody. So not because I'm preaching, but I just want to encourage everybody, just stay here. I think sometimes it's difficult, but with the strength from God, you will never fail. You will get it. And I want to say that, preacher, I'm not really simple. So anything that I ask God and I make my experience with God, God always give it to me. So it's good to live by faith. And I know it's hard, but when you're Christian, we used to live by faith. It's really good. So thank you, because I have opportunity to share this. Thank you.
All right, amen. Yeah, he was down there when the big earthquake hit in Haiti, and God spared him so many others that lost their lives. And you know what they didn't have? They didn't have an announcement 2 or 3 days or a week ahead of time that thing was coming. It just happened. And things happen just that quick. We don't know. And so to be ready to meet the Lord is the most important thing. Amen. All right, Billy, did you go back there because someone had their hand up?